Good morning, fantasy football, or whatever time you're listening. It doesn't really matter because you're here. Welcome into the Dynasty 401. I'm your host, Robert Iams, your home for Dynasty and all fantasy football. It is playoff time. It is week 15. If you guys are new here, welcome in. This is the best place to be. You want to be here. This is where everybody makes the best calls because you're on the line with the Dynasty 401. If you guys aren't following me on Twitter, you need to be doing so. So that way you guys can stay in the loop of what's happening with the show, what's happening with what I'm doing with my leagues. That's the best way to, you're going to win. And that's at the Dynasty 401. All right, guys, today we're going to be getting into the part one of our starters. And we're going to be getting into your rookies, getting our teams all set up for next season. It's going to be looking good. Going to be looking good, don't you worry. So let's get into it. We got the Chiefs and the Chargers. Patrick Mahomes, I've been talking about him being kind of like game dependent. So last time we seen Patrick Mahomes and the Chargers back in week 3, he had 30 points. I mean, the Chargers, they got a tough D, but I mean, Patrick Mahomes, he has been doing solid for you. You can't just not play him. When it comes to CEH here, he has been a little hit and miss, not getting a lot of carries. He was saved by the 2 touchdowns this last week. So, if you could do somebody who's getting more touches, then obviously I'd much rather go with them. If you're new here, my biggest thing on for fantasy football is you want consistency. I don't. Your name could be butt fart, and but you score or get 20 points every game, I'm gonna put you on my team. There's some people who are like, it's a name thing. We got to keep playing them, like Cortland Sutton. No. I have not played Cortland Sutton. I think I played him once, and that was at the beginning of the season. He's not touched my starters yet. But that's what I'm saying. Consistency is the biggest thing, and you'll win your fantasy leagues. If you got, yeah, that's just plain and simple. Patrick Mahomes, you're starting him. Justin Herbert is a start. Austin Eckler is a start. He was limited yesterday, just to put that in. But that's why you follow me on Twitter. I did pick up Justin Jackson. He did get some more carries this last week, had 9 of them, and got some receiving work. I would just pick him up just to see what happens. I've talked about it that the Chargers want, and Austin Eckler wants, a second person back there with him. He doesn't want to be the only guy. Keenan Allen, he is off the reserve list, which is awesome. So he's set to go. Obviously, you are starting him. You got Mike Williams. He was limited on Tuesday. I mean, he showed out last week. Got 6 catches for 61 yards. Last time we seen him, he exploded all over the Chiefs. Went for 7 catches, 122 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So I would say Mike Williams is good to go. Now, the Chiefs' defense is a lot different than what it was back in week 3. Just putting that out there. But when it comes to any of these other wide receivers, it's going to be more of a hit or miss, whether it's Palmer or Guyton. But both of them are good. If any of them are on your waiver wire, definitely would pick them up. Tyreek Hill, of course, you're starting him. And Travis Kelce. We got the Raiders and the Browns. Baker Mayfield, you have not been starting him this season, unless it's like desperate, but we have not been starting him. Derek Carr, he's flex, but you could probably get a lot better. I mean, he's safer than like if you were to put in, let's say like a Josh Palmer or a Josh Jacobs or a Donovan Peoples-Jones. You're going to get more points, obviously, from Derek Carr, but I wouldn't do it. He's safer if you need it. Hunter Renfro, though, my guy. I told you guys to go pick him up off to draft him. Told you guys to trade for him. He's just been destroying. He's got linked up here. I am definitely starting Hunter Renfro. I would trust him for sure. He's consistent, gets those points, and he's a really, really good football player. he catches the ball like amazing. He's got really good hands. I think he's just undervalued for sure. And if you guys didn't know, Hunter Renfrow is wide receiver 12. Darren Waller, of course, you are starting him. He is still not practicing though, but if he's in, obviously you're going to put him in there. And let's see. These wide receivers, man, for the Browns, it's very upsetting. Everybody's gone. But Donovan Peoples-Jones is exceptional, but I would not do it. You cannot trust it. So don't do it. All right, my team, here we go. I wish Jarrett was on here. Did speak to Goat Rush yesterday. He's got bronchitis, so prayers out to him. Shout out to Goat Rush, Dirty Fozzy. I see you. I'm going to be catching you in the listener league here, buddy. Better watch out. And shout out to the Fantasy Futurist and MyVTrophy.com. If you guys haven't checked them out, you guys need to go check out MyVTrophy. It's the easiest way to make a virtual trophy for your fantasy leagues, and it's free. Unstoppable Domains talked about. We're going to be getting Dynasty 401 website beginning of next year. Be out. Very excited about that. And if you guys are interested, check out Unstoppable Domains. You can get names for your DeFi wallet, get names for websites, future websites. It's an investment. Every investment has risk, so do your own risk management. But if you guys do feel like doing it, Dynasty 401, use the referral code. All right, guys, let's get into it now. Patriots, Colts, Carson Wentz. Oh, man, the Patriots. Their defense is good. No, don't do it. The only person here that I have any interest going up against the Patriots is Jonathan Taylor, of course. You're starting Jonathan Taylor. Mac Jones here, though. Very excited about him for next season. He's going to be somebody we're going to be going after for sure. But I would not start him against the Colts. Colts defense is too good, man. Jonathan Taylor is solid. Michael Pittman. This is where we kind of be like, ooh, I don't know. Michael Pittman, I wouldn't do it. Don't do it. As much as I love Pittman and I'm excited for more of his future, but I wouldn't do it. Not against the Patriots. You can't trust that. Rhamondre Stevenson, excited about him for next season. 24 carries last time we seen him, week 13. Against the Colts, oof, I don't know. It's a little risque to me. Damien Harris is still limited at practice yesterday, so we'll be keeping an eye on that for tomorrow. Like I said, make sure you guys are following me on Twitter. It's going to be the best way to stay in tune with what's happening. Yeah, I wouldn't start any of these wide receivers. This is kind of like a game. The only person I trust here is Jonathan Taylor. Look, guys, I put you in the best situations. If it ain't going to work, I'm going to tell you, I don't know about that because I don't want you guys to mess up. I want you guys to win. That's why you're here. That's why you make that call. Tua. And the Dolphins against the Jets. Tua's been solid. He's been solid since he's been back. Last time we seen Tua back week 11, he had 25 points. I would put Tua back out there. Go for it. None of these, there's really nobody on the Jets team that I have any interest in. Mike Gesicki, I like him. Tight end number 7 so far on the season. Last time we seen him, he had 10 points against the Jets. That's flex worthy. Jalen Waddle, of course, he is the man. Devontae Parker, liking it. Glad that he's back. Last time we seen Jalen Waddle against the Jets, 22 points, 9, 8 catches, 65 yards. There's going to be a touchdown this week for him, for sure. Devontae Parker, I would, we haven't really seen him a whole lot this season, but we did see him week 13. He did catch all 5 of his targets for 62 yards week 13. I would put him out there if you need to, but that's more in your deeper leagues. Deeper desperation play here. Jamison Crowder, if you need to, but I would not do it. He has not been the same guy that he was last year, where he was kind of like a Hunter Renfrow. You just throw him these short targets and make things happen. But Renfrow has been getting, a lot deeper targets for sure. I think he kind of got overshadowed by Henry Ruggs' name, and where his draft capital was like, oh, he's the man, he's the one, but Hunter Renfrow's been the one the whole time. I mean, besides Waller, he's been the number one wide receiver on that team. All right, we got the Titans and the Steelers. Ryan Tannehill, I would definitely start him up. Now, when it comes to the running backs here, Dante Foreman, I picked him up wherever I could. I think he's going to get it. I think he's going to get the chance here. Dontre Hilliard, he did some stuff back in week 11, week 12, but we haven't seen him be the guy for the while. Dante Foreman looked good. He did not look bad at all. So between those two, no, you're not starting either one of them, but if you're looking to pick one of the two, I like Dante Foreman. Najee Harris, of course, you are starting him. I would not start any of these Titans wide receivers. I just wouldn't do it. I do like Westbrook-Ain. He does a really good job when he gets targeted, but he does not get targeted a lot. There's not, I mean, AJ Brown, ever since he's gone, there hasn't been any real wide receivers to really step up. It's just been kind of a plethora of whoever, but Westbrook looks good. Diontae Johnson, of course, you are starting him, wide receiver 8 on the season, which is just crazy. Chase Claypool, you guys know I'm excited about him and his future for next season. But Chase Claypool, I think he can have a good game here, be a flex. I do have him going on in the Scott Fishbowl. Pratt Freiermuth, if he could get things back together, it would be nice, but I would not trust it. I wouldn't do it. I'm sure you have another tight end that you can go to, but what he showed beginning of the season was great, and I think that's going to carry on into next season. And, well, of course, it's going to carry on to next season, but we're going to use that to be able to judge how much more better he can get into the following season. If you guys weren't here at the beginning of the season, in this off season, I had the Fantasy Futurist on, and we were talking rookies, and he was at the Steelers summer camp, and he was talking about the connection between him, Big Ben, and Freiermuth, and we've seen that this season. And so, we already knew that. That's why you make the call. That's why I get these people in here. It's because we want to give you the best content. Moving on to the next game here. We got Washington and the Eagles. Jalen Hurts. Oh, my guy, my guy. Should be ready to go for week 15. QB6 on the season. Even if he's not getting it done through the air, he's still getting it done on the ground. Jalen Hurts, I am starting him. He's been helping me out all season long. Antonio Gibson. Antonio Gibson. Man, what the heck happened, dude? Putting him back in. Put him back in. Don't worry about what we saw. He's good to go. Put him back in. JD McKissick is still questionable. We have not heard anything about his availability for this week yet. Miles Sanders is questionable at this moment, but he put up a nice game. Week 13, 58% of the snaps, 24 carries, 120 yards. No touchdowns yet for him this season. But I think something's around the corner, but I don't think it's going to be against Washington. DeVonta Smith, as much as I would like to play him, he just has not been doing, he hasn't been getting a lot of targets. Jalen Hurts, of course, is the reason why. But I put Hunter Renfrow in over DeVonta Smith in my listener league. And that was easy. Dallas Goedert or Zach Ertz is another thing that I had because I drafted both of them because I didn't know who was going to be the guy or if it was going to be split up. I just wanted to have my T's and my I's dotted, my T's crossed and my I's dotted. So I had both of them, and it worked out in my favor. Same thing happened. I got James Conner and Chase Edmonds in a lot of leagues. Look how that turned out. I'm not worried about it because I had both of them, and they both were able to give me value throughout the whole season. Same thing, I'm sure, if you guys drafted Ezekiel Elliott and you had Tony Pollard, I'm sure that's helped you out. Or if you had Dalvin Cook and you have Alexander Mattison. I mean, this is why I tell you guys, if your guy is a big top guy, you have the backup. I'm not telling you to go have Antonio Gibson and then draft J.D. McKissick at the beginning of the season. Or Derrick Henry and Jeremy Nichols. Okay, don't worry about Jeremy Nichols. But, sometimes you just have to have these guys ready to go. Dallas Goedert, I would start him against Washington. I think he'd be just fine. Ricky Seals-Jones, no, don't do it, even though he's back. Antonio Gibson, I am starting him. Terry McLaurin, I am starting him. We got Dallas and the Giants here. Prescott, of course, you are starting him. Looking at his stats here from last time we've seen him go up against the Giants. 26 points back in week 5. Ezekiel Elliott, you're starting him. As much as he's been kind of a turd and being not getting a whole lot of carries, he is still getting receiving work. Against the Giants, we saw him make 34 points. I am starting Ezekiel Elliott. Saquon Barkley got hurt last time we've seen him play against Dallas, but he's been getting a lot of work of lately. Dallas, last week, we've seen, who was that? I'm pull it up. Yeah, Antonio Gibson. No, Jonathan Williams was in. Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of work getting done on the ground against Dallas last week for Washington. But Saquon Barkley, I still would start him. He's flex. Not starting any of the wide receivers on the Giants. Obviously, you're starting CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and Michael Gallup. Dalton Schultz, obviously, is a streamer. And I do like the Dallas Cowboys defense. They are going to eat like last week. Last week was an eating week. Daniel Jones is not cleared for week 15 yet, so stay tuned on that one. Last game here, and then we'll get into the rest of the games tomorrow. We got the Texans and the Jaguars. Davis Mills, I like him. Somebody I'm interested in getting for next season. I think he's going to be just fine. I think he can get better. But this week, I mean, you're not starting either one of these quarterbacks. James Robinson. Dang it. What the heck, bro? We have not seen him like this for a while. You're in the playoffs, man. He's been quiet last 2 weeks. I don't know if we can trust it for this week. It is Houston. They do give up some easy rounds on the ground, but this is playoffs, man. You can't be trusting it. If you can go to somebody who's been producing over the last couple weeks, I would go to them, and hold off on James Robinson. You're not starting any of these wide receivers for the Jaguars. Brandon Cooks, I mean, he gets it done. He gets the targets. There's nobody else who's getting that work, but last week we saw him with 11 targets. Last couple weeks before that, only 6, 5, 3. Not a lot going on for him. Is the Jaguars. Don't do it. This is kind of like a wash game. I wouldn't trust any of these people. I do like Royce Freeman. He's very interesting to me for the Texans for sure. All right, guys. Tomorrow I will get into the rest of the starts for your playoffs. You guys have a great rest of your day, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace out.